You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 102.7 FM.
Early in January, the Canadian Union of Postal Workers, President Denis Lemelin, wrote a letter urging Prime Minister Harper to condemn the Israeli assault on Gaza. On Monday of this week, a resolution condemning Israel's military offensive in Gaza was adopted at the UN Human Rights Council. Countries in the European Union abstained. The only country to vote against it was Canada. Eve Engler reported in an article published on rabble.ca that last week in Montreal held probably the largest pro-Palestinian demonstration in Canadian history. 10 to 12,000 people were estimated to have joined in the march. The rally was supported by the three largest unions in Quebec, in addition to many social justice groups. And this morning we've reached Denis Lemelin to talk about CUPW's letter to the Prime Minister on the situation in the Middle East. Denis Lemelin is the president of the Canadian Union of Postal Workers. Hello, Denis.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Why did you write to the Prime Minister asking him to condemn the assault on Gaza?
Yeah, we write to the Prime Minister because we were really worried about the position of the Canadian government around this issue, saying, okay, it's the right for Israel to self-defense. And in our view and in our history, we have adopted at our last convention a resolution condemning the Israeli state and really call for a boycott and divestment and sanctions on the Israeli government. So it's something important for us, and we think that the government, with what happened with more than 1,200 people died, the fact that more than 5,000 people who have been injured during that invasion, that aggression, it was time that the government, the Canadian government, take a stand. And for us, it was important to remind that to the government that they have to ask for the ceasefire, to ask for the application of the international law, and really condemn the aggression of the Israeli government.
So what demands exactly did your letter make, or what calls did you make to the Prime Minister?
The first one was really to condemn the military assault on the people of Gaza, and that the state of Israel commenced on December 26th. That was really the first one. And after that, we really asked that a cessation of the ongoing Israeli siege of Gaza. And and when we're talking about Gaza, it's really what the government is attacking the civil population in Gaza. That's the 1.5 million Palestinians who are paying the price of this war, of this aggression, and that's condemned by the international law. You have to protect the civil. So, and we say that the government has to really look at what is the root of that violence, and the root of that violence is really the occupation by the Israeli government of Palestinian territories. So, and the reaction of the Israeli government was really out of proportion, and we are not the only one saying that. The international community is saying it. So, and we really asked the government to condemn the serious violation of humanitarian and international law by the state of Israel. And at the end, we asked that the government support our resolution that we adopt around the issue of boycott and divestment and sanction until Israel recognized the right of Palestinian people to self-determination and complies with international law. Including the rights of Palestinian refugees to return to their homes, because there's a lot of resolution of United Nations resolution on this issue. So,
Denis, just to that point, the UN Human Rights Council last week voted to condemn Israel for its assault on Gaza. Canada was the only nation that voted against that motion of condemnation. What's your reaction to that?
We were really like, okay, so the Canada is the only nation in the world who not recognizing really what's happening in Gaza and what's the aggression of the government. So we were really like in some way ashamed of that reaction of the government. They're going further than some of the European government on that issue, and it shows the fundamental orientation of the upper government, who doesn't want to play his international role. And we really abandoned that since the war, since the support of the war, what's happening in Afghanistan, what's happening in Gaza now. So our government and our history was too really on the side of the peace. Now the government is on the side of the war, and it's unbelievable. And for us, what people are asking about what's happening in the world is for justice and peace, and our government is just supporting war. So that's unbelievable, and I think the population of the country have to say that clearly to the government. And you were talking about the demo in Montreal last week. There was demo in Toronto. There was other in Ottawa. So there's thousands of people in the street saying to the government, you have to do the right thing. You have to oppose what's happening. You have to have a strong voice around the international law, that all government and the Israeli government respect the international law.
Why are you calling on the Canadian government to engage in a program of boycott, divestment, and sanction that's backed by your resolution at convention?
Okay. For us, one of the most important things is the fact that we must have peace. And when we're looking at all the tools we have, and when we're talking about economic sanction, I think it's the most effective tool in the nonviolent arsenal. Because for us, in some ways, in our orientation, we are against war. We are for peace and justice. And the best way is really to do to use the nonviolent direct action. And the economic sanction about Israel is something really important, because the economy of Israel is really oriented about exportation. And that's what they promote all over the world for European and Canada, and there's a free trade agreement between different countries. And so the economic pressure is the only way that we can really force the Israeli government to respect the Palestinian people. And we invite the government to do it, because that's the demand of the Palestinian, and that's the demand of more than 170 organizations and unions in the world.
Denis, the Canadian Union of Postal Workers has come out unequivocally and very assertively to try and protect the rights of Palestinians. What's your assessment of the strength of the Canadian Union movement's response in general to the situation in Gaza and of Palestine overall?
I think the labor movement is there. You talk about what's happened in Quebec, but when you look at the overall movement, labor movement in the world, the ATUC, the International Trade Union Confederation, who represent 150 million workers in the world, went out and asked for and called for an immediate Gaza ceasefire. So that's something important. I think the labor movement participate in all the activities. Some are like us, speak really loud, because we have a resolution from our membership. It's part of our orientation for many years, and we feel that what's happening in the Middle East and what's happening for the in Gaza is something really important for the peace in the world. But the workers, I participate in demo in Ottawa and Toronto and other places, and the labor movement was present.
Denis, thanks for talking to me this morning. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I've been speaking with Denis Lemelin. He is president of the Canadian Union of Postal Workers.